You and Kabza are just like a match made in heaven. Oh my goodness. You are now signed with...
I call him Pops.
Oh, you call him Pops? Kabza Kentwana, man. Don't you dare call him Pops. But I see why you would respect him on that level. But like, let's talk about your relationship with him. You know, in the past few weeks, there's been conversations online, especially on social media. Who's uplifting the young up and coming artists? Now, here's one artist who has been in the game for a very long time. It took him a long time to actually break through, and eventually, when he breaks through, she puts you on under his label Piano Hub. Now, I'm not saying Kabza the Small is a small-time artist, but what I'm also saying is that he's also looking out for his artwork, and he needs to put out as much as possible. How does the relationship of being put on, being mentored, and getting the support that you require in the music production, how has that been with you and Kabza, bro?
Like I just told you, I call him Pops. It's that father and son situation.
Mm.
Like, I've been with Kabza since the first day I got there. I never left.
Mm.
That's home for me. Mm. I call it home now.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
It's where I live now. You understand? That's the situation for me. So there's studio time, and there's, boy, let me teach you about this and this and that. When you go out here, there's this and this and that that you're going to see outside. You must be careful when you see this and this and that. So it's those lessons now, apart from the music. You know what I said? So with me and Kabza, as I tell you, but it's father and son situation.
So you are definitely empowered. And I don't know if you had like, you know, a moment or inclination that maybe you were destined to be Kabza and he was supposed to be your father figure in the music industry. What has he taught you so far, man, that you just can't help but share with the world?
Kabza, intangchile yona ukho yini star,
you know? Yeah.
Getting those words from Kabza is cool. It got me teary at the same time.
Oh,
like,
man.
Teary, I was at the same time. To even think Kukuthi January, I was thinking, Yazi, let me give music a break and go back to school.
I got good marks,
faded. Let me put in work there at school and then make my parents proud. Maybe that way they'll stop fighting me for going to the studio every time. So to hear Kabza are telling me that, boy, the world is going to love you. And you're the best thing to ever happen, you know, because they told me that I'm the first star. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, to get that kind of treatment, you understand, to experience it, you know, it's golden.
Yeah, man, it's really beautiful to hear. Here's a record called Teeny Story, teaming up with Vizca. I love this record, and the reason I chose this record was the story behind the record. this is like everybody's day-to-day life. What's your story? Show me the
What's
money. Let's make things
What's
happen.
The...
What's the mission? Where were you at when you wrote that? Did you have a little bit money?
I was with Vizca.
Oh,
I was
man.
In Piano Hub.
Yeah?
With Vizca. Vizca pulled up. Said, boy, I have this crazy beat, man. What's the story? No? What's the story, boys?
And just like that.
That's the first question he asked me. He said, what's the story? Because I was like, it's crazy beat, are you crazy? And then when he played the beat for me, that's the first thing that came to my mind. It's teeny story, man.
Uh-huh.
What's the story? Okay, from now on, here's a highlight. Okay, what is it? Okay, let me turn this into a whole situation whereby for the Lukabs and Opori, see a people, see a vibe. Okay, boy, take it to the clubs. Stana, poison like you, always on that motivational, inspirational tip.
Yeah.
Just go to the club a little bit. You
yeah.
understand? Just yeah. go to the club a little bit. You're jive a bit. Crazy thing that I think is you. Just a bit. Free your mind.
I love that.
What's it a bit? Like, calm down. Take yourself to the club. Take us to the club. Let's go. I want you to wild out.
Does it get wild in the club, man?
You. Especially when Adi Wele drops.
I've seen a few performances on social media, and I also got a privilege to see you perform, like, for the TV show that I work on. The energy that you bring, man, is crazy. What do you do before shows? Like, is there a routine that you practice before you go and do shows? Like, what's the energy?
I don't even practice. I don't even know how to dance. I see people dancing, and they're like, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to force it. I love dancing, but I don't know how to. You understand? But when I see people dancing, like, I love this. I want to do it. And I'm going to do it on stage. I'm going to put everything into it. And I get away with it.
Dog, coming from someone who does not know how to dance, and I've made, like, a living from entertainment.